Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Norton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Frey. Batting third. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jeff Frey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Durham moves to second. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Borders moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Hazelman moves to second. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders strikes out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Norton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hazelman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Norton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hazelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0 for 3 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Von Eshelman now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lacy spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lacy. Phillips scores. Thomas scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Baines reaches second base with a double. Lewis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Norton moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Levine now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Borders for a passed ball. Hazelman moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-4 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Hazelman and he is out, Garcia Parra applying the tag. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley pinch runs for Mike Greenwell. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tinsley moves to second. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tinsley scores. Valentin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.